Phoenix FM at Stand and Calling. It's Saturday and I'm here with Mudlarks. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Vic from Mudlarks. We're a Hartford-based charity and we support adults who've got learning difficulties.
And your role then this weekend, I mean, it looks great, I've got to say, and there will be pictures up on the website, so anyone listening will be able to go over and have a look. What you're doing here isn't necessarily what the charity does out in the real world away from the festival.
No, exactly. So our aim is to provide horticultural therapy to adults who've got learning difficulties. And also we have a cafe in the town and that trains and employs people who've got learning difficulties as well.
So whereabouts is the cafe located?
So the cafe's on Railway Street in Hartford, so right in the middle of the town.
And I mean, Mudlarks have been coming here for a fair while now as well.
Yeah, this is our fourth time at Standon. So the festival organisers have three charities every year and we have been their local charity.
And what's your role within the charity?
So I'm the managing director. So I founded Mudlarks 10 years ago. I used to teach 16 to 19 year olds who have learning difficulties, and schools are absolutely fantastic and children have so many opportunities. And it seemed that after school, there weren't quite as many opportunities. So I approached the town council in Hartford, got a bit of land and we set up the allotments.
So you needed the support from the council and that's carried on.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been supportive throughout. So if you look on the town council website, you'll see Mudlarks is on it. And also, as well as the gardens, we maintain the grounds at Hartford Castle and also some of the churchyards in the town with our teams of gardeners from Mudlarks.
So this is all set up for people with special needs. And I mean, do people tend to come and go, or is it like a lot of these volunteer organisations where so many people, it just grows and grows?
It just keeps growing. Yeah, nobody leaves. So that's why we sort of try and keep expanding. So it's why we progressed into the gardening teams. And at the moment, we're looking to set up a forest school that's just outside Hartford. So yeah, constantly looking for new ideas.
And I suppose new people come in with new ideas and it can just grow and grow.
Yeah, I mean, the cafe is a really good example of that. We had quite a lot of our gardeners who were looking for employed work. That's hard for people who've got learning difficulties. And so we just decided that we'd set up our own employment opportunity. And we've now got 26 of our staff who've got learning difficulties.
And the cafe's busy, I take it.
Yeah, no, it's really busy. Yeah, especially in the winter, because we take as many of the vegetables as we can from the allotments. And so we use them to cook up stews and casseroles. And it's really good, wholesome, nourishing food. In the summer, we do salads. And again, at the moment, of course, it's a courgette frenzy. So courgette cakes and fritters. Yeah, as fresh as possible.
You're making me feel hungry. It's lunchtime as well, and you can smell all the food around here, can't you?
Yeah.
Now, you're not doing food here, though, are you? So are people visiting the stall sort of today and tomorrow as well? What is it they can get from here?
So what we're doing at the festival is we have pressed flowers for the last few months on the allotment site. So we've got a lovely selection of dried flowers and we're sticking them on faces. You can have necklaces, bracelets, anything made from fresh flowers.
Wow. And is this a new idea or is that what you've been doing in previous years as well?
We started it last year. We had this great idea that maybe as an alternative to glitter, you could have something that was fresh and lovely. And of course, this year, with the theme of the festival being the future, we've gone for full utopia.
The amount of colour as well, it's strange because not that long ago, you didn't see people wearing all the colours they are now, but it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is beautiful. And Stand and Calling especially, because they have their fancy dress parade on a Saturday. There are some good costumes around.
I know. And it's a real head turner because you've got quite a lot of passing trade through here, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, yeah. No, so being by the children's zone, it's lovely. Lots of people walking past, lots of people stopping to chat. So even if you just want to come for a chat, come and stop by.
Now, if people do want to find out more, then they'll, I suppose, just put into Google or wherever, Mudlarks and Hartford, and then they'll find you.
Yeah, and we've got lots of leaflets here. So, yeah, by all means, stop and have a chat.
And the plans for the next year or two?
So, yeah, always expanding. We'd really like some greenhouses. This winter was a harsh winter. We have a lot of people, so greenhouses would have been nice. So maybe that might be a plan. And as I say, trying to get into a bit of a forest school as well.
Oh, look, thanks so much for talking to Phoenix FM.
Thanks for coming. It's been really nice.
Thank you.